T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 57 degrees. President Trump is responding to critics of his trade deal with Mexico. Fox's Jillian Turner has the latest.
President Trump's also firing back at critics who are casting shade at the deal he struck Friday with Mexico that stops tariffs from hitting the United States' southern neighbor. The Obrador administration is back on President Trump's good side. A key part of the agreement is to keep Mexicans seeking asylum in Mexico while the application process plays out. And the president says tariffs could still become a reality if Mexico doesn't live up to that end of the bargain. But Mexico's foreign ministry made clear it's got no plans to criminalize migrants crossing through Mexico en route to the United States.
At today's Wichita City Council meeting, B&B Air Parts will request tax abatements. It looks at an $8 million expansion, aiming to add 48 new jobs. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They're a company that's just been growing like crazy, small company, but they're more than doubled in size in the last 5 years, and they now want to double again. They're going to physically build twice as much space that exists there today.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Governor Laura Kelly is seeking a major presidential declaration for public assistance for 63 Kansas counties recovering from record rainfall and severe weather.
The declaration would cover damage from record rains and numerous tornadoes beginning April 28th through May. The public assistance program helps pay for restoration of public infrastructure and other damage caused by the severe weather. The request filed Monday follows one the governor said in May, seeking a federal disaster declaration that provides federal money for shelter management, water rescues, human services support, and other needs. For a complete list of the counties affected, check out the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Retired baseball star David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the back in the Dominican Republic.
David Ortiz was hanging out with friends Sunday night at a bar in Santo Domingo when security camera footage shows a man get off a motorcycle, approach Ortiz, and shoot him in the back. ESPN is reporting that Ortiz suffered liver damage and doctors had to remove part of his intestine and colon, as well as his gallbladder. According to Ortiz's father, Big Poppy is going to be okay. Ortiz played 14 years with the Boston Red Sox, helping them win the World Series 3 times in 2004, 7, and 2013. In that series, the most valuable player honor went to David Ortiz, Big Poppy. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
Women who go to Michigan for an abortion can get some assistance from an unusual source.
A hotel manager in Yale, Michigan is offering free lodging to women who come from states that have passed tough anti-abortion laws to have the procedure. Yale hotel manager Shelley O'Brien posted the invitation on Facebook that includes round-trip transportation to appointments. The 55-year-old mother and grandmother says she wants to help women maintain autonomy over their bodies. Yale, with a population of fewer than 2,000, is in the state's eastern thumb region. Some conservative states, such as Alabama and Missouri, have passed laws taking aim at the Roe v. Wade ruling, legalizing abortion. O'Brien says that so far, no one has taken her up on her offer. Pat O'Neill, Fox News.
A Kansas activist is asking the state's highest court to require the legislature to provide sign language interpreters for its sessions and better captioning for its audio and video feeds. Chris Hallmark of Olathe filed a petition last week with the Kansas Supreme Court. He argues that state and federal law and the Kansas Constitution require accommodations for the deaf and hard of hearing. The legislature's administrative service director declined comment. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another quiet and cool start to the day across south-central Kansas, but we can expect a breezy, warm day. 73 at noontime, 78 for the high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms move in late tonight, Tarlo 59. Sunny, windy again tomorrow with Wednesday's high, 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. We've got a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 836 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS Entertainment News. The Blur now with Ted Woodward. Ted.
An honor for late rapper Notorious B.I.G., also known as Biggie Smalls, real name Christopher Wallace. A corner in Brooklyn, New York, named after him yesterday. His mother, Valletta Wallace, remembers the crowds who honored him in his hometown after he was shot and killed in Los Angeles 22 years ago.
And when I saw the crowds, tears came to my eyes, and I said to my friend, my son was well loved.
Wallace was only 24 years old when he was killed. Today would have been his 47th birthday. A Hollywood actor is being accused of unwanted advances in New York City.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is being investigated by the NYPD after a woman claimed he inappropriately touched her in a Manhattan club over the weekend. Page Six reports she says he grabbed her while they were socializing at the Magic Hour rooftop bar and lounge on Sunday night. She says he was highly intoxicated and they got into an argument after the incident, which had to be broken up by security. The woman contacted police a few hours later, and officers looked for him but didn't find him. Social media posts showed him at the hot spot in a torn button-down shirt, belting a spirited rendition of the Journey song faithfully and posing for pictures with fans. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Mick Jagger gets ready for the Stones tour and more from Woodstock 50.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Mick Jagger is ready for the road. The singer, in his first interview since his heart surgery, told Toronto radio station Q107 he's been rehearsing a lot lately and he's been hitting the gym. Then he'll head into rehearsal with the rest of the band. He also gave fans a peek into what they can expect as far as songs. The rocker said, "We're trying to pick some ones we haven't done in recent years." The tour kicks off June 21st in Chicago. Woodstock 50 is facing yet another roadblock. Watkins Glen International, the venue, has pulled out of its contract with its organizers. The festival has faced several problems. Back in April, Dentsu Aegis pulled its funding and canceled the event. However, the New York Supreme Court ruled that they could not cancel it. And organizer Michael Lang has vowed the show featuring Jay-Z, The Killers, and Miley Cyrus will go on. However, the clock is ticking as August 16th is right around the corner. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
The planned sequel to Ghostbusters will feature another star from the original.
One of the stars of the original Ghostbusters is coming back for Ghostbusters 3. When it hits theaters next summer, fans will see Sigourney Weaver. She's confirmed she'll join Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in the sequel, again playing the role of Dana Barrett. The film is being directed by Jason Reitman, the son of the original director Ivan Reitman. It's set for a July 2020 release and won't be associated with the 2016 all-female reboot. Instead, it's a follow-up to the original film. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
My favorite part of that movie, Ghostbusters. You know what my favorite part was?
What is your favorite part?
Rick Moranis.
Oh, yeah.
The accountant.
The little, yeah. The shy little guy that ends up, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I get a kick out of him.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
He was terrific.
Yeah. We'll see how the sequel goes. Yeah. The Tony Awards versus hockey.
Hadestown was the big winner, but the Tony Awards show did not take home the night's top prize in the ratings race, dropping 14% in the ratings to an all-time new low with 5.46 million viewers, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The 76th annual awards ceremony at Radio City Music Hall fell below 6 million for the first time. Its previous lows in 2012 and 2017 leveled out at 6. The big winner for the night, the Boston Bruins, who pushed their NHL playoff series with the St. Louis Blues to a Game 7 on NBC. The game scored a 1.9 rating among adults 18 to 49 and 6.1 million viewers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In recent years, during the summer months, ABC has found some decent ratings by bringing back old game shows. And they're doing another one.
Stop it, old man.
Wow.
Bringing back Press Your Luck starting tonight.
Press Your Luck. I don't remember that. What is ABC. That?
Well, you had to avoid the whammies.
The whammies.
Hmm. Yeah. You're not into Press Your Luck?
No. When was that on?
I would say the 80s.
Okay. Press Your Luck.
It was huge in the 80s.
Who hosted?
The late Peter DeMarco.
Oh, okay. I don't remember it.
Hmm. So ABC will bring Press that back for luck. Some summer fun. Sorry.
Be fun. Tonight. Yeah.
Hey, John Wayne passed away 40 years ago on this day.
Pilgrim.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Let's get a little John Wayne.
Good evening. My name's Wayne. Some of you may have seen me before. I hope so. I've been kicking around Hollywood a long time. I've made a lot of pictures out here. All kinds. And some of them have been westerns.
John Wayne.
I read a biography on him a while back. Uh-huh. And there's more to him than what a lot of people know. Apparently, he was a pretty sharp guy who was very well read.
Oh, yeah.
And even just not a big goofy,
but
you know.
Boy, that caricature, though, of him, bigger than life.
Yeah.
On the big screen.
Searchers.
Oh, yeah. Quiet Man. We can name
Uncle Ethan.
A lot of big movies.
Wow.
Okay, and one of them, of course, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, which he did with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Ransom Stoddard, attorney at law. You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim. You really aim to hang that up outside somewhere?
That's why I painted it.
Well, take some advice, Pilgrim. You put that thing up, you'll have to defend it with a gun. And you ain't exactly the type.
Wow.
Jimmy Stewart's playing a guy about 25 years
right.
old.
Right. Yeah.
He's in his 60s. Yeah. But that was a great movie.
Interesting movie.
Great movie, though.
And, of course, John Wayne won his only Oscar for acting late in his career doing True Grit.
True Grit.
Wow. If I'd have known that, I'd have put that patch on 35 years earlier.
Yeah, great line when he got his Oscar there. Of course, he had cancer and
passed
away at
times,
the age of 72. 40 years ago on this day, John Wayne passed away. And speaking of True Grit, that movie he won the Oscar for, that True Grit came out in movie theaters 50 years ago today. It was its world premiere.
Yep, 1969,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Of course, you had Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
Robert Duvall, Dennis Hopper,
yeah.
Strother Martin.
It had a lot of good stuff.
Jay Silverheels.
Yeah.
A young Wilford Brimley, if there ever was such a thing as a young Wilford Brimley. True Grit.
Right.
50 years ago today. Another movie celebrating anniversary, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, came out 20 years ago on this day. Of
20?
Course, yeah.
Really? 20?
Mike Myers. Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Zip it. You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look,
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
I can't...
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
Frown, would you please...
Kisu hai, pindo wa, mita hi oto. Subtitle, zip it.
I'm just trying
zip.
To... Stop.
Zip.
This...
Zip.
Oh,
zip.
You know
what... Zip.
You're like a child.
Zip.
Talking... If you... Just one time...
Zip it.
Mike Myers and Seth Green there in that scene. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, came out 20 years ago today. And on that very same day, actor DeForest Kelly passed away 20 years ago today. Of course... Doctor on Star Trek, the original TV series, Bones. Let's get a little DeForest Kelly and Spock action from Star Trek.
I see no practical use for them. Does everything have to have a practical use for you? They're nice, they're soft, and they're furry, and they make a pleasant sound.
So would an ermine violin, Doctor, but I see no advantage in having one.
Spock, I don't know too much about these little tribbles yet, but there is one thing that I have discovered.
What is that, Doctor?
I like them. Better than I like you.
A doctor.
Yes.
They do indeed have one redeeming characteristic.
What's that?
They do not talk too much.
DeForest Kelly.
Pretty good exchange there.
Yeah, passed away 20 years ago today. Hey, that's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Fantastic Christian family. They do honest work at an affordable price. If you have an appliance that needs repaired or serviced, they'll get you taken care of, we promise. Call Rachel or Terry. Make an appointment at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
When will the 737 MAX be flying again? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.